This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Happy Monday, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. There is a lot going on. Big news of the day includes, Paul, your report about the airlines. Well, the FAA first will get a chance to get back to normal scheduling. It won't happen immediately. It'll take some time to unwind what has been done, but it never got greater than 6% of the flight restrictions, and that was bad enough.
Chris Van Cleve was reporting earlier this morning. He thinks it's going to take him until Thursday to get fully ramped back up.
And then, of course, next week, people will be getting ready for the Thanksgiving travel. The biggest day, single day, is Wednesday of next week.
You know, they really consider it starting now on this Friday, believe it or not.
And I mentioned...
With people hitting the road, you know,
yeah,
over the weekend to go...
According to AAA, 82 million Americans will travel by car... primarily, or air, beyond 50 miles of their home.
If I remember right, last week I think I saw a stat that said they're expecting 31 million Americans
to
fly. That's almost one out of every 10.
And that's a increase from last year's record, so about 2%. So that is good news for travelers who have suffered here, and it has been a challenge. And coincidentally, tomorrow, as you mentioned, we will open the new Pittsburgh International Airport, which includes an elimination of the old landside and the tram to get there, which will expedite people's, I guess, when you're thinking about coming home and getting your luggage, yeah, instead of 8 miles of conveyor belts, it's down to two.
I'm not going to miss the old terminal. I'm not. I'm
You're
looking
not gonna,
forward to faster baggage times, faster.
You're not going to wax nostalgic over the old terminal?
Mm-mm. I got to be honest with you. I loved the old one, the Greater Pittsburgh International, that Art Deco beauty. And I knew that the airline outgrew it, and they needed a hub airport at the time. So, but the new one is really spectacular.
And we'll be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. So we'll bring you day one and all its... festivities, which basically is to get people through the TSA lines and on the way.
Now, you are going to be broadcasting from where again? There's a couple locations. Which one will you be at?
We'll be right in the center court on the arrival side, but you can see it from the departure side through, there's a atrium that looks up, and it's Cafe Conmigo. It's a local coffee shop and tea shop, and it's right in the heart of everything. So I want to thank owner Derek Davies for hosting, and Bob Kurlick out at the airport, and Rich Fitzgerald, who helped connect us with Christina Kasotis, last year's Pittsburgher of the Year. And that's the team that put it together. But looking forward to it. And this, for me, will be full circle since I was there when the other airport opened. I'm just hoping not to be around for the next airport to open, whenever that is. Meanwhile, other big news is President Trump over the weekend has changed his position on the Epstein files. With the latest, CBS's Michael George.
The president is now changing course and urging the House to vote to release the documents on the convicted sex offender, saying, quote, "We have nothing to hide," after spending months trying to keep the files from the public. Now, this comes as the U.S. puts on a powerful display of military might within striking distance of Venezuela, as the president hints at a diplomatic solution. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now with more on this. It seems that the president's change of heart may be that he doesn't seem to have the votes to block the release in the House.
Right, Michael. Some of his most loyal followers may be forcing his hand here, but President Trump has also promised new probes into the Epstein case, and there are questions about whether that might limit what's released, even with a congressional mandate.
President Trump is now urging House Republicans to vote to release the Jeffrey Epstein files, writing, quote, "We have nothing to hide."
They're using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection from the tremendous success that we're having.
A House vote is expected tomorrow.
There are a lot of other people who are involved who have to be held accountable.
President Trump has directed a Justice Department probe into Epstein's ties to top Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton and major banks, after a House panel released more than 20,000 documents from the estate of the deceased sex offender, whom the president previously said he cut ties with years ago. Both Trump and Clinton have denied knowing of Epstein's crimes.
If they have ongoing investigations in certain areas, those documents can't be released. So this might be a big smokescreen.
The president had a public falling out with House GOP ally Marjorie Taylor Greene over her push for the release, calling her a traitor.
Those are the types of words used that can radicalize people against me and put my life in danger.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't think her life is in danger.
Meanwhile, the USS Gerald Ford now sits in striking distance of Venezuela as the president weighs possible military operations.
It's all about drugs.
The president said Sunday that he may hold talks with Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. This as the Pentagon also announced another strike against an alleged drug smuggling boat Saturday, killing three people.
The U.S. military has conducted strikes on at least 22 alleged drug smuggling boats in recent weeks, killing more than 80 people. The Trump administration says it's also planning to designate a Venezuelan cartel as a foreign terrorist organization that it claims is headed by Venezuela's president.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Larry, over the weekend, some of the analysis I read of the Epstein file story indicates that that Epstein mentioned Trump frequently in his communications, and apparently there was a falling out, a pretty serious one.
Well, apparently there is a extremely long list of celebrities and political figures, including Bill Clinton, who had at least encounters with Jeffrey Epstein, not necessarily accusing them of wrongdoing in what they were doing, but there's a extensive list of Hollywood and
right.
Movie moguls and entertainers.
You would think by now, Larry, if there was a smoking gun of some kind, it would have emerged long before now. When Democrats were in control of the Congress, there was really no appetite for digging around in the Epstein files. But
so we'll see where this change for the president will take this story and investigation.
Yeah. He's reversed his position, which that happens very rarely.
Listen for The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. Larry Richard with Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, who will be traveling to the new airport terminal tomorrow to be on site to produce the show, Paul. And back here at the plant, we're going to have Michael Bartley anchor. And
It would be nice if I could go do the news on remote.
You
know, it's just not possible to do what I do here remotely. But the fact that Michael's going to be here makes it fun. Working with him behind the scenes is a gas, and he's a lot of fun on the air, too. So,
yeah, so what we're going to do is, because the technology, like we did in Dublin, Ireland, where I was able to do the show on our live stream video and actually show people the Temple Bar area, for instance.
That was really awesome.
It was
fun watching it.
Yeah, it changed the game.
Yep.
And it was very organic, and we have this new KDK Radio YouTube page, and the numbers shot way up.
People, you know, it's amazing the people that you ran into just randomly as you were doing your thing, bumping into Pittsburghers right and left.
So to that point, I actually took the audience from where our hotel was in downtown Dublin and walked, and over time it was about a mile to this area where everything seemed to be happening, where the Steelers bar was, Fitzsimmons, and then this Temple Bar area is very famous in Dublin. And I felt like if you stuck with us, we kind of really gave you a lay of the land of what was going on there. So we can do the same thing tomorrow for the airport opening. And
so you'll be roaming a little bit.
Yeah, so we have an anchor position where we can sit down. We're going to talk to the CEO of the Airport Authority, Christina Kasotis, and Rich Fitzgerald will be there. This was really, to be honest, his mastermind a decade ago, plus when they were trying to figure out what to do because they were having issues, for instance, with the tram. They had to manufacture parts to keep it going. It was becoming more and more expensive. But really, the self-sufficiency with the energy they're using from solar and natural gas on the site makes it the only airport that's self-sufficient when it comes to energy.
And it really is brilliant how they have just squeezed it right into one part of the airside terminal. It's great how it fits right into the lower half of the X.
And keep in mind, this is not tax dollar money that's built in this new airport.
Mm-mm.
The primary, and it, I guess it should be, is the airlines who use it.
Passenger fees and airlines, yep.
And I'm sure some of them don't like it, but it's going to be a game changer for the region just in time for this huge event that we're going to get with the NFL draft and hundreds of thousands of people.
The big upgrade, for those of you who don't know about it yet, and to me, when it comes to parking, is this new garage, because if you're looking down a row, you can see what spaces are open. They'll even tell you how many are open. There'll be a little green light above a space that's open. And as you get on each floor, it'll tell you how many spaces are open on that floor of the garage, all five floors.
Little space age.
Make it easy to find a spot to park.
A total of 6,000 additional parking spaces, including about 3,000 in the garage, right up next to the air.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Side terminal.
And if I understand it right, the old extended parking, that's still going to be available.
Right.
And I think they've even built some new shuttle shelters, and they have new shuttles for that.
And some of them are heated, too. So in the wintertime, if you're waiting for a shuttle, and they've added, to your point, more shuttles, so there's going to be more parking. And Aaron, when's the last time you flew out of Pittsburgh?
It's been a few semesters, as you would say. And you know, like everyone else, walking through and seeing a whole section of the airport covered in whatever that material is called, that's clear, kind of draped away. You're like, what's going on over there? I have yet to even get a glimpse. So I look forward to
tomorrow. Yeah, it's been a year since I've done it. I was last through there in December.
Well, you're going to get the full immersion tomorrow, and we'll be bringing you a part of regional history. That said, I want to just make a mention of ESPN's College Game Day on the North Shore was a big success. Unfortunately for the Panthers, the team wasn't able to do anything on the field against Notre Dame.
How many people do you think showed up for the pregame show outside the stadium there?
There were tens of thousands of people. And the Vista was across the river from the Great Lawn, they call it, where Acrisure is. Their view was downtown Pittsburgh across the river and the point.
It was a beautiful money shot behind the... behind the personalities at their desk there.
Pat McAfee, big hit, obviously. Their whole team, Nick Saban, Herb Street. But it was his dog, Kirk's dog, Peter.
He takes that dog with him everywhere.
The Golden Retriever came on a golf cart, and they lifted him up. I was standing there, and the place went absolutely berserk. And now there's a video of him resting comfortably in a bed with him saying...
That's awesome.
With Herb Street saying... I know you've had a long week, Peter. You need to rest. I'm like, I wish somebody would say that to me.
Whose dog?
It's Herb Street. It's named Peter. It's a beautiful golden retriever.
He's one of the hosts of the ESPN Game Day show.
Yeah, and I just lost our golden after 15 years, so I was jonesing, man. I'm like, man, that dog's so awesome.
Doesn't that do it, though, when you see the breed you love? And yeah, I had the same thing happens with me and dachshunds.
Peter was the star of the show. And Pat McAfee was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Anytime you hear the word snow, get your attention, especially since we're just getting into that season. And we go live to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. Meteorologist Shannon Heffernan. Did I say that right, Shannon?
Yeah, Shannon Heffernan, yes.
So, Shannon, as you know, northeast of here, they have some snow squall warnings up in Center County area. So who's getting snow and who's not?
Right now, looking at the radar, there is a broken snow ban pretty much in Forest County and north of Du Bois. So they're seeing some snow. We're getting some new measurements coming in as we speak. They got about, I saw like 2.5 inches in parts of the county. So not everybody's seeing the snow. It's just who's in that snow band is really going to get the impact. So they could have gotten like up to 6 inches of snow over the last few hours. And this band will linger through the early afternoon, probably 1 to 2 o'clock. All of our products, headline products, kind of drop after that. And the winds will shift, the bands will dissolve, and it'll be pretty much nice up there again. But they'll have some lingering snow here, likely not going to see any snow.
And again, where exactly are these snow bands for people who are heading that way?
Yeah, if you're traveling near I-80, crossing like Dubois into like Clearfield County, they were seeing some accidents overnight. I don't see anything right now, but that's pretty much where that snow band is. So east of Oil City, north of like Clarion, so that's where that band is. It's kind of oriented like northwest. So it's taking moisture from Lake Huron and Lake Erie and kind of just drifting into the area. So as the winds keep this pretty much prevailing from that direction, that's why you have it. But as winds shift throughout the day, that's what gets rid of the snow. So,
well, that's close enough for a lot of people who may be headed that way. Because
yeah.
Here we're not going to get anything, even a trace in and around the city, right?
No, we didn't measure anything over the last 24 hours, and we're not expected to. It's somewhat clear in some areas looking at the clouds, so people are like, snow, where's the snow? I'm like, it's only in that area, really. But we could see a mix of snow and rain tomorrow morning. Impacts will probably be pretty low in the Pittsburgh area, so like because there's a new system coming through, we have a lot of dry air, and it might start as snow and then quickly switch over to rain, but it'll be like a wet snow more so. But like I said, impacts likely kind of low. It'll be brief. It will likely just be an hour or two, like between 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then it'll change all over to rain, and we'll be in a warm period throughout the week. So this will likely be more of our coldest day here.
All right. Appreciate the update. That said, we're going to warm up a little. Just while I got you, what are you thinking for the Thanksgiving travel week, which really could start Friday, but obviously next Wednesday is one of the high points of travel.
Yeah, right now it's the malls are trending a bit warm, and so like for potential view like for rain, but like overnight time periods, you always have to watch out if it gets cold and like you have rain, you can get freezing rain. So at the moment, we're not confident like what will happen. The weekend, though, if you guys are doing any kind of weekend prep for Thanksgiving, it'll be warm, like we were saying, but there'll be rain in the area. So if you're doing like light up night on the weekends, like some communities do that, you might want to bring an umbrella or some rain jackets.
All right. Appreciate the update, Shannon. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
All right. Meteorologist Shannon Heffron with the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh. So, Oil City, places like that, really not that far from here to get those kind of snowfalls with the squalls coming off the lake to the north, Aaron.
You know, I never even heard of Oil City until I had a friend in college who was dating a guy from there, and I realized, yeah, really not that far from us.
Oil City? You don't know Oil City? Oil City is named Oil City because they discovered crude oil there, and it became one of the hot spots of energy years ago in the 1800s.
I figured. I was like, this name has to be because of a discovery of some kind.
Yeah.
So that's historical.
I think, and I'll double check this, that it was the Drake Well was the first oil well in America. Another first for the region.
I'll say it every time. Pittsburgh, really? We don't give it enough credit, I feel like.
Well, we're going to give it a lot of credit tomorrow.
A lot of love.
So there's your update and for weather-wise travel plans.
Airlines will be allowed to resume their full planned flight schedule, normal operations.
And just in time, Larry, for Thanksgiving travel and tomorrow's opening of the new terminal at Pittsburgh International.
We will be there and looking forward to bringing you whatever excitement there is around another first.
And the new police chief made an interesting announcement while he was talking with KDK's Rob Pratt over the weekend.
I'm going to be living in the South Side, so, just to talk about my investment in the community.
Yeah, so if the new chief's in the South Side, you would assume there would be a increased level of security just overall.
Yeah, we had a double stabbing in the South Side last night, so this is an interesting development. Jason Lando decides to make his home there. And Mason Rudolph stepped up to lead the Steelers' offense after Aaron Rodgers left the game with an injury.
Aaron's obviously out with a wrist injury. It'll be evaluated in the morning. I'll give you guys more information there.
And likely that will come tomorrow at noon for Coach Tomlin's weekly press conference. That said, Mason Rudolph stepped in and marched down, scored a touchdown. There were some significant moments. Of course, defense with two scores, one a pick six and another scoop and score.
You know, those kind of things are what makes the Pittsburgh Steelers go. If they get the turnovers, they can win.
Yeah.
Back to Rodgers, it looks like he'll be out for a while because they're saying, at least Adam Schefter on ESPN is saying that he has a slight break in his left wrist.
Well, just in time, because they just brought up Will Howard, who was the quarterback at Ohio State.
That's right. They just activated him. Yeah.
He was activated this week, so presumably he will be the backup to Mason Rudolph if Aaron Rodgers is unable to play Sunday in Chicago.
Well, it looked seamless to me. It seemed like the offense even ran a little more smoothly with Rudolph once he got in there.
Well, as Coach said, that's why they have him here, is they have a lot of confidence that he can do that. So Steelers get a big sixth win because the Ravens came from behind to beat the Browns. They gifted it to Baltimore, so they're right on the Steelers' heels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.